Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have been doing this little podcast for,
almost 8 years.
Eight years now, and almost 8 years. And we always say that we do a podcast and we do a radio show because we are very, very lucky to have a couple of radio stations that have the genius in their management structure to put us on the air down there, and they are rewarded for it because this show is received very, very well because we format it for radio, and so this is a radio show and a podcast.
Geniuses, Mike, geniuses like Steve Bridges and Steve Mons.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about our friends at KCJJ because they are and I'm going to make this kind of personal right now.
Okay.
When I got kicked to the curb by CBS, and when I didn't quite know what was going to happen, I had a couple of very lengthy conversations with Steve Bridges at KCJJ, who really indicated that he wanted to keep whatever I did on his station, whether it was a radio show. Then when it was a podcast, he wanted that too. He's kept us on that radio station through thick and thin and showed an amazing amount of loyalty because he can, because he owns the station,
right?
And he is he's somebody that is a man of his word. You don't want to get on his bad side, I'll tell you that, because the guy's tough. He's tough as nails, but he's also a truly, truly good person. And so when somebody loses somebody out there at our affiliate KCJJ, I think we take a moment here to mention that. And the fact is that the GM at KCJJ is another wonderful human being named Tom Suter, a man that we've all had the pleasure of meeting. And Tom lost his brother, Billy Suter, who was part of the KCJJ family out there. And there, you know, you can just glean what you can from the posts about it and the fact that all you had to do in his wonderful, plain-spoken, Midwestern way was read Tom's post about his brother Billy and how close they were and feel sad for all of them. And Steve Bridges wrote a very nice tribute to Billy Suter as well. Billy Suter, who late in life decided that he was going to pivot and go into a business of radio, which is insanity in anybody's book. And he did so, and he did so with just a larger-than-life personality. And he was just a tremendous amount of fun. And it really is sad for all those guys out there. And we are just sharing from TMOS to you guys that we are thinking of you. We you know, we sympathize, and our very, very best and all our love in the world goes out to the good people, Steve Bridges, Tom Suter, and his entire family, and all the people at KCJJ. I know Steve and Jan are very, very close to him, and it's just a you know, we had a lot of fun, and Rob in particular, you had so much fun with
Billy
Suter.
Was
just talking about Billy Suter.
He was a walking.
I remember the first time you met him.
He was a walking, talking smile.
Mm-hmm.
And his early career, he was a bartender. And the first time I went out there to, you know, meet and greet and get to know the guys, he walked me to the bar and he said, "I'm going to teach this bartender how to make a Manhattan that you'll like." And he like had his arm around me, and before I could even do anything,
that was his lifelong career. He was a bartender.
He
before
was
he got
fantastic,
out of the radio.
But also right. When he got on the radio, he did a great Sunday morning oldie show. For years, he was our board op for the Mike O'Mara Show. He loved this show. He was the board op for Rob Radio when it was fed out there, and he loved the band the Moody Blues, which I also do. So I would always try to play a Moody Blues song. But what I think of when I think of him is a smile. He just was a happy guy that shared that with everyone. And I will always smile when I think of him, but I'll miss seeing that smile. So.
They are out there at KCJJ. We probably don't mention them enough because I probably don't articulate enough how much that relationship makes me proud and how valuable that relationship is to me. The fact that we have kept that thing going out there in so many different incarnations for so long, I think those guys are terrific. I think they're funny. They're an island among themselves out there in Iowa City, And it's obvious when they lose somebody that that they're hurting and they're not such cold-hearted guys that they can't express it and let
right.
everybody know. And Tom and I had a nice exchange yesterday, and I appreciate that. There's nothing like somebody getting back to you when all you're doing is just passing along personal condolences.
Right.
I don't do it a lot on a thread because I don't want to. I want to actually reach out and reach out to people personally. And so that's a tough time for all those guys out there because he was a beloved figure.
And it's a small unit, KCJJ. They get a
really
lot done
unit.
With
yeah.
not many people. And when they lose someone who is literally and figuratively famous, family. They're going
right.
to feel that loss, and we definitely send our condolences.
So salute to all the good people out of KCJJ, and really round of applause for Billy Suter, the Bear, Billy Suter, a big guy. And Billy Suter, I remember, didn't you bring home a Billy Suter t-shirt
yes,
at one point?
Yes, the Billy Show.
Yeah, the Billy Show. The
loved
Billy
it.
Show.
Loved
and,
it.
And way to go, and so our hearts go out to them. Moving right along, speaking of loss, was really thoroughly expecting to experience loss last night. My abusive girlfriend did it to me again. The Washington Capitals. My girlfriend that pretends she loves me and then hurts me all over again.
She's so
and,
hot though, Mike.
She's really
she's
red
so hot.
Hot.
I just yeah. can't get rid of her.
She got those crazy eyes though.
Well,
it was
no.
great last night. The Capitals game. My girlfriend and I were cuddling for most of the game, and I'll be honest with you. It started out a little cold because she's been really bad to me for the last
yes.
week.
Yeah.
She's been really, really nasty.
Distant.
So I was actually sitting on the other side of the couch, and then she came a little closer. Then she came a little closer, and then the thing that was great is right at the end of the game, my girlfriend and I were just really enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
And then she threw her drink in my face.
Oh
what?
My God!
Like, with 2 minutes to go in the game,
oh.
she threw her drink in my face, and I sat there just saying, well,
"How did that make you feel?"
Made me feel like I wanted to throw up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It made me feel like I should not have let her get close to me again. But I let her get close to me again, and she did it all over again. It was. I'm just talking about the Washington Capitals and this little ride that they're sending their fans on. And, look, this is a long-suffering fan base.
Yes.
And this fan base does not...
Didn't
handle
you just
it well.
Tell
yeah.
everybody yesterday, if you're listening to the podcast in sequence,
which you should,
or the radio show,
yes.
that they should never leave their girlfriends.
This is Tuesday. This is Tuesday,
yes.
and I said, stick with your girlfriend. The
yeah.
fact is that I can understand when they do. This is a team,
especially if
she's
hot,
hot, crazy
paper.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
On paper, the Washington Capitals are the best team in the NHL.
Mike, on
they
paper,
the,
this is a great girlfriend.
They are the odds-on favorite to win, not to get there, to win the Stanley Cup,
yeah.
right.
based on their record
a
in the regular
pressure.
Season. So they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they go down 2-0. If they had lost last night, it would have been 3-0, and virtually the series would be
yeah.
over, and I probably would not be watching the entire game. I'd be looking in because I didn't want to watch Pittsburgh celebrate again. But they played a different kind of game, and they were able to go up 2-0. And I have watched the Capitals do this before, where the other team, with 2 minutes to go, pulls their goalie and swamps the offensive zone. And lo and behold,
with Braden Holtby,
they scored two. Really?
What was the name again, Mike?
Braden Holtby.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I'm the best goalie in the NHL. I just
Pittsburgh score!
Oh,
Braden
no.
Holtby.
Let me take my mask off, man, and run my fingers through my hair again.
Anyway, it was an emotional roller coaster.
That
so the game
girlfriend.
Goes to overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does what you want.
And then Mr. Shattenkirk, which really sounds like he ought to be at a Star Wars convention. The defenseman,
Trek.
The newly acquired defenseman. I forgot what. Find out what his first name is. It's Tim. I think it's Tim Shattenkirk.
Okay.
You
game
know?
Winner.
Spock. Spock, beam me up an overtime goal to win the game for the Capitals. Yes. Yes. Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr. Tambourine Man, let me score the overtime winning goal. Yes, sir. Let me redeem myself after my -7 in the playoffs.
I think it's Kevin Shattenkirk.
Kevin, as I said, that's exactly what
yes.
I said. Kevin Shattenkirk.
I thought it was Captain Shattenkirk.
Captain Kevin Shattenkirk.
So, see, we're such a wonderful nationwide show. We have a little Iowa with our dear friend, the departed Billy Suter, and now we have the Capitals in Washington, and we're going to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
And and we have dear friends in California, and we have friends in Miami, Florida. We, you know, I mean,
we're everywhere.
International.
Worldwide. So for those of you that are not tracking with this, if you've ever rooted for a team that breaks your heart routinely,
yes,
I am telling you the story of the Washington Capitals, and they almost did it again last night, but they pulled it out. But when you almost break the heart, it's like taking the hand and going, "You, I'm not going to hit you." And then they went on and won the game in overtime. So
did you find the win satisfying or dissatisfying?
No, it's
it's still a win. When all is said and done, it's a win.
But she still cheated on you in the past.
Yeah, she did. And they didn't. They were up 2-0 with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah,
there's still a lot.
You're supposed to close that out. And no, panic. Yeah. Panic at the disco. At the disco again for the Washington Capitals.
Still a lot of makeup sex to be had.
Yeah, and that's going to be hot. Yeah,
you know, as a matter of fact, three more games of makeup sex for the Washington Capitals if they're going to win me
Hopefully she wrapped it up with that other dude.
I know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But other than that, everything...
They stealthed him? took the condom off halfway through the game?
And now you're making the Capitals the boy. The Capitals are my abusive girlfriend.
Oh, so did you stealth them?
No, but we're talking about the Capitals. This is within the analogy that the Capitals cheated on you.
Yes.
But yes.
The other guy that the Capitals is with.
Yeah, cheated on me with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes.
Maybe it was Braden Holtby.
The question is if the Penguins actually were dirty dudes or not, or if they use a condom. We don't know. She's just telling us she did.
That's right.
Pens are dirty.
Dirty, bad
dirty
people.
Dirty birdies.
Yes.
They are dirty birdies. Mm. Somebody look up Sidney Crosby. Find out if there's anything more on the health of Sidney Crosby before we end this Capitals discussion, because I would like to know whether he's coming back for the next game. Not that it matters. Not that I'm totally obsessed with this postseason hockey, but I am obsessed with this postseason hockey.
Well, he should be.
He got a little head injury last night. And
yeah,
I'm
it looked like
curious.
An accident to me.
Now, Rob, it did. I believe that, you know.
He wasn't targeted. Not at all.
Here now. Save some for dad now.
Save some for dad now.
53 minutes ago, they are still awaiting word. So as of 53 minutes ago, they're still
They're not going to let him know. They're not going to let the Caps know until 10 minutes. My prediction, he's going. Tomorrow night, he's going to go in the game, and they're not going to let us know until the last second.
Isn't this the same guy, though, that like sat out half a season for concussion protocol?
Yes, yes. He's got a bad noggin. He's gotten and they don't mess with that. They don't mess with the
Yeah, but he can't go if it's a noggin issue.
Right, right. Well, all I know is all the
Isn't that in Japan, noggin issues?
No, great soup, though.
Yeah.
Welcome to Noggin Issue. We are so happy to have you here.
Stupid.
An issue. I am so happy.
I love that everything went to food.
Yes. Nagan issue is when you take the thigh of the blowfish. And
off the blowfish is what, leg?
Yeah,
it's still dangerous. Yes.
And you cut it extra thin. If you eat the wrong part, you're going to paralyze your mouth.
That's right. Yeah. But it's worth it because it is tasty. Noggin issue. Yeah.
Well, I am playing with a concussion today, but I will tell you that I'm here to do the show because I don't care. I don't care if I get
There's
early
no protocol
onset.
For you, Mike. The show must go on.
That's right.
That's right. And I don't care if I get early onset dementia because
early
you know,
what?
If I get early onset dementia, I can be president of the United States.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, if you're thinking of taking a vacation, may I suggest Las Vegas, Nevada? Yay. Thank you. Oh, the rest of you, no, I don't want to go. We have a wonderful casino here in town. And the reason you should go to Las Vegas is because for only the second time ever, they have rebuilt Sodom and Gomorrah. It's back! And you have the opportunity to see it before it turns to salt. And you want to get out there before the Christian right finds out what we're up to and shits all over it. When you're in Las Vegas, a lot of people don't know what to do. Here's what you do. You go to the casino in your hotel. You get $100 in quarters. Upon your arrival, you immediately go to your room. You lock the door. Then you sit down on those beds, and you look at those quarters for a long time. Why? Because you're never going to see them again. Then you take those quarters into the bathroom, and you flush them one by one by one. And the nice thing about that is every so often the toilet will back up, and you'll feel like a winner!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Flavor Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. They keep us chugging, ladies and gentlemen. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. Remember that number for tomorrow, because tomorrow is WWW. W-O-W. Wow, whip it out Wednesday. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Yay!
Woo! Who doesn't love mama? Who doesn't love their mama?
Oh, I
okay?
love my mama.
Mama's great.
You love your mama. Oscar, get your mama Sherry's Berries like I got my mama for years and years and years. Let her know how much you love her. Send her Sherry's Berries. They are the best. We got our Sherry's Berries over the weekend.
Delicious.
I had to be restrained from eating. I sound like Lewis Black. I had to be restrained from eating the berries.
First, hide the berries.
She put them in the back of the refrigerator where I couldn't get my hands on them. Mother's Day is coming up, and Sherry's Berries is offering, as Lewis Black would say, huge, friendly dip strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Plus, right now, you can double the berries, doppel them, as Rob likes
to say. Yes, doppelberries.
For $10 more, it's the mysterious phenomenon known as Rob Spiewak.
Doppelberries.
Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious. Or your money back. You may think, by the way, show me with the 3 million people that are talking to you about Sherry's Berries across this fruited plain.
Right.
Show you anybody that's doing it with a Lewis Black impression. I defy you to say, to have any spot for Sherry's Berries where they're talking about Sherry's Berries with a Lewis Black impersonation.
And I like
you're getting
two said.
Personalities for the price of one. You're getting Mike O'Mara, who loves the berries, and you're getting Lewis Black, and I don't know if he knows about the berries, but he will now.
It's good that you said fruited plain. It was a pun.
Fruited plain. Thank you very much. Sherry's Berries, huge, sweet, delicious, juicy strawberries, covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. Oh, Lord! Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face.
True.
If you love your mother with Mother's Day, send her Sherry's Berries. Why not surprise her at the office?
Great
if
idea.
She Ooh, is working or
yeah.
so.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's berries, berries.com, and the code TMOS. You must use that code. If you don't use that code, we're out in the cold. We're out in the cold, and they measure us. So you put that in and support the show by putting the TMOS code in. And it's such a great value that if you buy your mom the berries through Mike O'Mara's show using the TMOS code that I'm mentioning to you, we're going to get full credit.
Full credit.
So, click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. So be sure to order now.
Thank you.
Right. Nice.
Out of all the people in all the world, they picked you to buy the berries to give. That's Ruth Gordon.
That is.
You're getting Lewis Black, Ruth Gordon.
They covered it with chocolate commercial. Chips just for you.
You know I'm goofy. Swizzle. I was up late last night, and you know, and that's why I'm kind of.
But that's, you know what? You prioritized your unhealthy girlfriend relationship over the show last night. You had to make it happen.
I know.
She's so hot.
She's hot. Crazy eyes.
It's an interesting time in the old town. It really is. And, look, the Washington.
Do you think
Capitals-
they're going to show up? She's going to show up at the next game with his shaved head.
I think she's going to be nasty.
God willing.
I think she's going to hurt me. Yeah. I think she's going to really hurt
she got
me.
A few piercings
you know what?
There.
Ultimately, nice. All I root for is a great game. I root for competitive.
Oh, you're to that stage now.
No, I root for competitive. I want it to be. I want it to go right down to the wire.
I saw your post
on
Facebook. Zhang or no Zhang? Oh, no Zhang, win or lose. I just want to see a great game. Something
yeah,
like
but
that.
I do think you're talking
and
yourself
you
into it.
And then you zanged.
Yeah, a premature Zhang.
I zanged. I did not give a premature Zhang. I said I was after regulation.
Yeah.
I think I'll do the whole show.
I would be okay with it.
Because I have that kind of sinus thing yes. going today. After regulation, I said that I wouldn't give them a zang. I said I'm not, because of that, there will be no zang, because everybody felt the same way. Here's what happens when your team blows a 2-0 lead
yes.
in the last 2 minutes of the game. You hate your team. You hate your team. They completely let you down.
Right.
And they did. And then, it's not over yet. You still have to hang in there. So I don't know. I can't find the analogy what it would be like where you're so pissed, but you have to hang in there if you're a fan.
Because you're already invested.
Well, you are invested.
You're already invested.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's like when the Red Sox used to play extra inning games out on the West Coast, and it would be like 1:30 in the morning, and they'd lose in the 16th inning. And I'm like, oh, isn't that great? I've got a morning show to do, and it's 3:00. Yay, rah, rah. I have an hour and a half of sleep. So you hang in there. I said, I give people want my zang when they win.
I think they need it.
The zang is a requirement.
So after they won, I put F it. Zang.
Yes.
But I didn't put effort. I should have put effort. I shouldn't put the real.
I like when you cuss because it's so pure. I mean, you meant that.
It's this like is on, true vintage Omero when you do it.
This is on the heels, though, of me really lately using Facebook to promote my, my kids, my cute little guy going, let's
good
go
bounce.
Cats.
Good
and
bounce.
And then talking about my daughter as I put in the post, you hope that your kids do better than you do.
Yeah.
And as far as the college career, my daughter has eclipsed me by leaps and bounds as she was notified by the dean of the theater and dance program at the University of Mary Washington that she will be graduating with honors, which Woo! Is about as sweet a deal as I
well
am.
Well worth
it. Did she just find out yesterday?
She found out yesterday.
Wow.
My daughter is a worker bee. And she found out at work, because she's working, getting ready to go to New York, making as much money as she can.
She always answers my calls. She's the best.
What was that?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Gotten the great reviews on your asides.
Oh.
But your
what
asides
reviews?
Your asides are starting to give me a migraine.
They were in Hollywood Reporter, Variety.
They were?
Yes, all of them.
Semi-copies.
Yes, they
because,
love it.
You know,
I love
as HDR. I get older, I'm hearing challenged, and I'm trying to move the show forward. And really,
Mike, my asides aren't meant to be heard. They're meant to be...
I know.
Kind of just take it or leave it, you know?
But
take
if
it
I
leave
that
it.
Didn't make any sense at all.
It didn't make any sense at all. I'll be cruising along, setting up the show, moving along, and I'll hear many memes from Pony. Then I'll hear Pony Pony.
Well, Pony.
Like Rob, you be
the...
me. Let's do a playlist. Let's do a playlist. You do your best impression of me, and I'll be Oscar, and I'll be playing the roles of Oscar and Pony.
And Pony,
all right.
Please.
So my daughter, I heard from her yesterday, and she's graduating with honor. She is fantastic. She called me yesterday, and I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of her.
Pony, you're the best.
And scene. That's what it's like.
Pony, you're slaying. Slaying. Let's talk about Catherine. I think she's
because she got a call yesterday.
Dean Martin.
From the dean of the university.
Hey, Dean.
Did you get that
hey, Dean Martin.
For her?
No, just had it.
That is awesome.
Dean Martin. Hey.
Who's on the phone?
Dean Martin.
Hey, man.
Played by Ned Beatty. Beatty?
That's
Ned
right.
Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
You sure are having good grades this semester.
<He's alert. laughs>
Hey, Ned Beatty in, what the hell is it? Back to School.
Back to School, right.
And his
hey,
character.
Hey, thank you, Dean Martin.
His character, he played it differently. He played it, it was a very generous gift.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a great job with that character?
He
That's
really
an unsung...
did. And you know what? Yeah. He is so great, and he has always, I think, really the fact that he got sodomized in the Burt Reynolds movie.
which in that movie, that scene where it's like, come on, squeal.
Yeah.
We should find that.
Which movie?
But I don't want to hear
Deliverance.
It.
Deliverance.
Deliverance. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's...
So this goes way, way, way back. And every DJ in America played this sound effect of come on, squeal, which is Ned Beatty getting it in Deliverance. Apparently, I read an article about him where that for a long time, he was wrecked by that.
Yep.
He hated that.
Burt Reynolds talks about it in his audio book.
Does he really?
It really bothered Ned a lot.
Yeah. He became a punchline because of the movie.
And what's so bad is that
the famous butt boogie scene in the history of film.
Bill Kinney, I believe, was the guy who did it to him because he was on the Greaseman show every third Tuesday. But the
Hold on, wait, stop.
Yeah,
let me ask a question.
Sure.
The guy that
sodomized
gave it
him
to Ned. Okay, Rob, you don't have to use the medical term again. Wait a minute.
It's always a laugh getter.
Let me just wrap my head around this for a second. He was the guy that did it in the movie was on Grease's show.
Oh, Grease liked him a lot. Yeah.
What was this?
What were they talking about?
I think that he did. Remember Greaseman did a made-for-TV movie or something, like Ace Laser or something like
you
that?
You are such a radiophile.
Well, no, Mike, this is when I was running Greaseman's show. And remember, it was after your show, and it was on an hour tape delay, so what I'd have to do is listen to the show.
Ace Laser.
No, it was not Ace Laser.
Hold on, was the guy a hillbilly that
he was,
on Greaseman's
he
show?
He was a hillbilly actor type. He wasn't like that in real life.
So it wasn't like,
I took a butcher knife.
No, he was more connected to that. And let me check his name. I think it is Bill Kinney.
But he was
a regular guest on the Greaseman show.
Imagine if he used his powers for good, Oscar. Listen to that brain.
I can't believe he has all of this.
Well, he has all of this in that noggin of his.
But because the Greaseman show was on tape delay, it would start as soon as your show was done. I had to listen for months that I did this. Every Greaseman show I had to listen to twice because I listened to it coming down off the satellite and then played it off the tape on WJFK. So it was a double saturation thing. And it got to a point where it was like a foot race to get to the punchline before Greaseman did because there was a pretty tight rotation of jokes.
Yeah. He kind of repeated the same joke all the time. Let's see, Bill Kinney,
I believe.
Is Jack Reed, A Search for Justice?
That's it, Jack Reed. I think he was in a movie with Bill Kinney called Jack Reed.
Yes,
yeah.
He's right.
Was Grease Jack Reed?
No. This is going to really shock you. I believe Greaseman might have played like a bartender.
Yeah. Okay, it was one of those cameos.
Yeah, but that's when he moved his show to Los Angeles because he was going to be an actor.
Because he was also in Jack Reed Death and Vengeance. And Jack Reed Death and Vengeance on a Train.
For what it's worth,
are you kidding?
There is no Ace Laser. Who played
Jack Reed?
Let me pull that up. Hold on a sec here. I can't believe this is all true.
It is. Absolutely true.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara was taping a special across the hall.
Oh, and she's stopping by?
She's stopping by the studio right now. Hi, why are you smiling with a banana? What are you doing? You did that through the window. And I feel
silly today.
You feel silly today?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you feel silly today?
I don't know. It's a good day.
Okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Wonderful. Oh, Mike, you don't hear that a lot.
No,
I sure don't.
Yesterday wasn't great, was it?
All right, Doug, go do something to make me happy.
All right. There she goes.
There you go. Yeah. Go bad daddy a present.
Brian Dennehy was Jack Reed.
That's right.
Brian Dennehy. Whoa.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this.
Whoa.
This is great radio history.
Yes.
Here.
And now it's all coming back to me. Brian Dennehy also did Grease's show, but it was amazingly awkward. He really didn't want to be there. That's the take I had on it.
So it was like Jack Reed was Brian Dennehy. So Greaseman got like a secondary role on a TV show.
I think it was a made for TV movie.
Multiple made for TV movies.
And
series.
And as far as the timeline, are they like 95, 96?
Oh, yes. 94, 95, 96.
That makes sense. And so if my memory of them is a bit foggy, please forgive me because it was a long time ago.
I'm gonna share with you guys, if you wouldn't mind, just before we end this break here, because pardon me for gushing, but I gush.
I can't
help it. I don't like to gush about anything more than my kids, and I gush about a lot of stuff. But I will tell. I still see. You know what? My sinuses today make me sound like Lou. I feel fine, but my sinuses in the late night are making me feel like Louis Butt today. I don't like to gush, but I'm going to gush today.
about your kid, little Catherine Black?
I don't think we'll have to edit this out in post, but I'm going to share this with you.
All right.
Uh, based on the fact that I will not mention names, but it's wonderful. This is the letter that she forwarded to me that she received. Congratulations. The faculty of the Department of Theater and Dance is pleased to award you honors in theater for your senior project. The documentation of your project accompanied by an official signature page prepared by my office must be submitted to blah, 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 blah. These materials will be retained forever in the special collections of the library where students, Simpson Library, where students and scholars will be able to learn from your work. Please contact blah, blah, blah. Congratulations on this hard-earned and well-deserved recognition. Please stop by my house, blah, 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 and collect your honor cords. Rob Spiewak, you graduated with honors, so you know about the honor cords, don't you?
Yeah, it's a special thing that you wear on you when you graduate. VCU. Yeah, VCU, yeah. The honor cord actually is just a ball of twine.
Yes.
On that note, that's a good place to rank. That's pretty funny. Oh, man. No, Rob Spiewak graduated with honors.
He did,
it's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty cool deal, is it not?
It's awesome. Recognized? I will, in a story in 10 seconds or less, when they had the people that graduated with honors stand, and they said, if you had this level, remain standing. And then at this level, remain standing. And finally, people didn't believe that I had graduated with honors. They said, Rob, sit down. It's not funny anymore. I said, dude, it's real.
That's a great story. That was a great 10-second story. We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to find out about Rob's honor student night out with Twitch.
Oh, it was an honorable thing.
When he drank over the weekend. And I'll tell you about my yacht ride over the weekend.
Oh, good. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting. I didn't do anything to screw it up. That was
excellent. That's important. Big win.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work at half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
You guys are the best. That's the first time I'm hearing that. That is awesome.
Rob Spiewak
nice
made that
work.
Sound better. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show, Cornerstone First Financial. If you are even thinking about buying a house, listen to this. Rates are still low. Inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. If you do it early and you get it done, our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy. Buying makes sense, but what if you're not sure? Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they're also our office mates here at the TMOS studios, and they're advertising on the program, which we are grateful for.
Yes,
please give them a win.
Yeah,
please,
give them
especially
love that.
Our DC people. They handed Oscar's mortgage handled. They didn't hand it to him. Here's your money, Oscar.
At the end, they did.
Yeah, they handled Oscar's mortgage, and they did a great.
Well, I'll tell you this: true story. Mark, who's the owner of Cornerstone First Financial, said, look, this is the rate that I have for you, but before you say yes, go out and check out other rates and come back. And because I was in business school mode, I said, I will go check other rates. And as soon as I went to the other rates, I said, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Your rate was the lowest.
Call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check out their website, cornerstonefirst.com. Mention TMOS on your call or click the TMOS banner on their website and receive a free appraisal at closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And by the way,
good guys,
Cornerstone First Financial, we never shut the door. I know that people get scared away when they think of national advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you listen to this podcast and your circle of friends listen and you want to get the word out and there's something you want to, promote,
we will tailor your campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We would love to do it, and you would be surprised at how cost-effective it is to get some advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show. So, when we tell people, send in your business card to Rob Spiewak for Vistaprint, that's not the only way you can get mentioned.
Yeah.
And, you can do it once, and you'd be amazed how getting your word out really does help on this podcast. And if national advertisers can do it, you can do it as well. Don't think it's out of reach for you. Make sure you give us a call, and we'll be able to help you out with that. I think we may even be putting up on the website a phone number for that purpose. For
no problem whatsoever, if you'd like to be interested
in getting some advertising, you can do it.
It's also, look, the national guys, they're awesome to work with, but in a different way, Mike, and you know this, we've done this before with other personal clients, with our personal contacts. I can't wait for Mark to see how passionate our audience is, right?
Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
And it's going to really be fun to see him respond to it and see it happen. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Fun times with the weekend. The boat trip, I didn't talk about it yesterday because nothing really unusual.
What did you wear? Happened. I know that was a concern.
I wore a, I wore a micro bikini. Is what I wore.
Oh, nice.
I think that's great.
Well, Mike, you wanted some sun.
Yeah.
It was a hot day.
That's a good way to get invited back.
Yeah.
We went out on this big 45-foot yacht.
Do you have any oil, Captain?
No, I stayed undercover most of the time.
Did you wear your captain's cap we talked about, mentioned?
I wore a sport coat with short pants and knee socks.
Oh.
It's easy to grin.
Like Tommy Bahama.
I actually wore a white golf shirt with regular shorts, and I brought a swimsuit just in case. I will tell you this. We've had some pretty gusty winds down here in Florida, and on Saturday, it was quite a breezy day, and so I'm here to tell you that even a 45-foot yacht, when it's out on the sea,
you felt it.
It bounced around pretty good, and then...
Any people feeling under the weather because of
when it? When we came back, they sort of stopped out offshore, and a couple of people on the boat took a little dip, and that's when the boat really began to roll, and I'd had sushi for lunch, and that's when I was kind of like, hello, this is a... Are we going to go into power anytime soon? It was so rough that the swimming was curtailed because it was that rough, and...
But you never returned the raw fish to the sea.
I didn't return the... As a matter of fact, I had another beer, and I felt pretty good. And because my wife's friend Haley was there with her little girl, my kid was occupied down below playing like puzzles and stuff like that, so everything was cool. And it was good time. I have nothing to say that was bad, other than, I was a little awkward as far as, what I contributed to the day, because, now I'm not like I used to be, where I buy everybody lunch, I offered to pay for some people, and then the other guy there sort of took care of everything, and it's not a position that I'm ever comfortable with, so I was extremely grateful. And I probably said thank you one too many times, but I think if you say thank you too many times, that's okay.
Better to do it that way than
when
not
people
enough.
Never say thank you, it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. I know. Nuts. I just think if
thank you for
gonna,
saying that.
Oh,
if
please.
Somebody's going to pop for the whole day, which they did, this wonderful
the
family
smallest things,
that we went boating with.
The smallest
was
things
terrific.
Mean the world to me. If you buy me coffee, I get excited.
Yeah, I got the price of the boat. It's a brand new boat. And as a matter of fact, and I just said, this is why boat reality is a different reality. I just don't think I could ever.
And also, the maintenance, the upkeep,
can
the
I
gas,
guess?
The expenses never ending.
Can I guess what is it, 45-foot, I guess
45-foot cruiser.
Cruiser. Okay, let me do
it. Was it a Westinghouse?
Let me do my Santana math.
All right, do your Santana math. I'm curious. It's a production boat. It's not a custom built. It's a production boat.
Is there a television on the boat?
Yes.
Okay.
Color?
No. We didn't watch television.
Okay, three,
of course
four,
it's color.
We didn't watch television, Speedwack.
A hot tub?
No.
Okay. Carry and pull down the five. What about a helipad?
No, it's not 45 feet, you numb nuts. It's at 45 feet. You can't put a helicopter on a 45.
Do you have a landing strip, Mike, for jets?
I'm going to say $120,000.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's. That's exactly
he nailed
what
it.
It cost.
It was when he pulled
penny.
Down the five.
I don't know what boats cost.
Penny. Yeah.
How much a boat
at
cost?
A zero.
What?
Oh, because I was gonna guess four. I was gonna guess four.
At
wow.
A zero.
Wow.
God, that's disgusting.
That is. Yeah. He should be buying lunch.
Yeah.
To get,
hey, can you buy every one of my meals?
This wasn't the guy's boat. This was one at a charity event.
That's right.
This was a boat ride.
Got it.
There was the owner of the boat. That's the way.
How was the captain they gave you? Was he good?
The captain was cool. The captain was super cool. Had lunch with us and was just a neat guy. The guy had made Rob Spiewak. The guy would actually completely blow Rob Spiewak out of the water with concerts that he's attended.
Wow.
He said 500. He's attended 5.
How many of them? Jimmy Buffett.
All of them.
Everybody. He said he's got his ticket stubs from everything that he's gone. Do you collect your ticket stubs?
I've saved a couple, but not all of them, no. Right, I mean, right. And, so, you know, I've not been to as many as you might think, but I've been to some pretty cool ones. I think I choose and I select.
It would be a cool coffee table book.
Yeah, it would.
All your ticket stubs.
I will sell it to
Rob's
you.
Concerts. Available now.
I'm just going to staple them.
Rob Mobber.
So no, Rob decided to go out with one of my girlfriends, Twitch, Mark Riddell.
Yes.
Used to live down in Florida, then he moved back to Virginia after the circus left.
Northern Virginia, and he is right now, he has contract work, but still looking for a steady job, but he's doing
steady
okay.
Steady Eddie.
Right. And it's funny, he said now that he's up here in Virginia and he's setting out all of his applications, most of the work's in Florida.
No. Oh,
is he coming back down here?
He may have to relocate. It depends on
I like it when he comes down here. I went to see Craig Ferguson with Twitch.
He is a really, he's a great date. We had been planning this for a while.
Well, I know it's going to be a great date for you when you post a picture of the beer flight that, you know, when they're like 11 beers.
Oh, he's got to taste them all.
Well, you want to choose what you like.
Are those flights of beer like not a total excuse to just get bombed?
Oh.
You know, when you put your, you know, when it's
like
far over
bucks,
your inebriation.
Can't go wrong.
It's how much?
$5. The taster will figure out which one you love, and then you just
double down. Are they little
yeah, they're baby
little
guys.
Little guys.
Yeah, like 3 ounces each.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were all 12 ounces.
No.
But Mike, that would be awesome too.
When you take several flights, it doesn't matter how many little tiny glasses of beer there are because there's lots of little tiny glasses of beer.
Yeah, lots of ABV.
I had a friend over to watch the hockey game with me last night. She was a big hockey fan. My friend Stella.
Oh, she's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you cheating on Heineken?
I actually hadn't had a cocktail with Stella since I blew my knee out, believe it or not.
Oh, and you know what? Here's Stella why Stella's good, but Stella's a bitch. I don't like the foil on Stella. Gets in the way.
By the way, there were Stella cans, Rob. You're going to be even more disgusted.
Wow.
You know what? I might prefer a Stella can.
No, they're 11 point something ounces. They're not a full 12-ounce can.
Well, that's because of the ABV. Yeah.
Jet.
For the Belgians. Those damn Belgians. That's it.
Yeah, you know what I say to Belgium? I say pick a side.
Will you talk about your date with Twitch when we come back?
In excruciating detail.
I would appreciate that. And by the way, stay tuned for a major, major announcement about our NOLA show.
Cool.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
The reviews are in, and this is what's being said about this week's AmeriCast.
Fox 5's Tony Perkins.
This is great. Oh, my goodness. This is great.
Mike O'Mara.
It was the sounds and the smells.
Bonnie Fricker.
Make me feel warm all over my body.
They're even raving about Merck Asserta's co-host,
Rob Bear.
He's good people, that Jim Amato.
Oscar Santana.
Nothing like a roly-poly rolling on stage.
Experience the excitement today.
Download it on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's our go-to. That's basically becoming our booth announcer. I can't pay him.
No.
I can't pay him. But anyway, do we have music for speaking of not paying? Do we have music for this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we do, Mike.
We did this before. We're going to do it again. Hello, musicians, especially those of you down in the South.
Yes.
How would you like a big break? A great big break.
Yes.
A great gig break in a legendary venue. That's right. We're doing it again. We're going to be generous enough to help you out. Listen up. November 4th, 2017 at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Would you like to have 500 of your closest friends rooting you on in that beautiful venue?
Amazing room.
Send us a note and a video sample of your band's music. Now, it's got to be a video.
Right.
And I have found in my scouring the world for bands over the years that bands are video challenged. They don't get around to it a lot. We had that great band. We've had a couple of great bands that have done it this way. Had one out in the Sacramento area that came up. Reno, I remember, a local band in Reno that did this. This is pretty much for, you know, our friends down south because, you know, I think that we're expecting people that are in the area to submit for us. You could be on stage with us. Send it to band at MikeOMaraShow.com. That address again is band at MikeOMaraShow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. It is your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. That's how we're getting our music.
Cool.
We're doing it again for people that are connected to the show, fans of the show. This is for everybody that's out there in listen land. Get involved. You know somebody's got, oh my God, I love this band.
Yes.
They'd be perfect for this. That's how it happened last time.
Super
and that's
easy.
How it's going to happen again this time. We're really looking forward to it.
Knock it out.
Join us, won't you? And anything to add to that, Rob, or is that pretty
That's pretty much it. If you, for some reason, can't remember the email address, there's also a button on our website that says NOLA. Just click it and you'll get there. Promise.
Did we have people vote the last time? Did we have people vote on
we
it?
We voted for, I think.
We voted for it, right?
Yeah, I think we floated it in early as a voting thing, but we ended up making the final call. Motor Booty Affair was, I believe, the name of the 70s tribute band that we had.
Is that
at
the band
State
from
Theater.
Maine?
State
yes,
Theater.
And they were amazing. They
so
were
nice.
Great. Booty Affair. Yeah, good folks.
So really, when we're talking about NOLA, we're talking about really northern Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, that area, maybe Texas. You know, if you know people that have got a great band down there and they want to get a little exposure, that's what we're doing, and we're doing it again. And we got plenty of time for it, and I'd love to have you submit your band for the live show. It's going to be fantastic.
Please do it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, a night out. Rob Spiewak. Did you notice, Oscar, that Rob was probably hammered when he posted the pictures of beer on
Saturday night? I did notice that. There's a tell for Rob, and Mike, you probably think the same deal when I see it. Because when I see it, I think either he's mad at somebody or he's happy. And I can tell when Rob is mad at somebody, it usually involves a record album that's in front of his face.
Where he's got that scowl.
Yes.
I'm not mad. That's always joy.
I know,
joy,
but that's like, I'm joy, but I'm mad. Like, it's confusing
to me. Like,
he holds
up a Beatles album and it's like,
yeah. Mm. Yes. He's like, oh, Julie did something.
It's the bathroom selfie.
But I'm hammered. And it's scary lighting. It's scary lighting as well.
Yeah, it is.
When you take that.
It is.
So how did your date with Twitch come about?
It came about is that there is a used record store in my hometown that I had never been to. And Mark, he said, have you ever been to this place? It's called Dig. And I said, I've never been, amazingly. And he said, well, when would you like to go? And I said, absolutely, because I love, of course, records. So we freed up some time on the 29th. And he said, I also know a guy at a brewery out in Purcellville.
Ooh.
And I said, oh, we can hit that too. And then the details came into, and I remember sending him a text that said, turns out Carrie's busy on Saturday, so we'll probably have a really good time.
What a great endorsement of his wife.
And he replied, I'll drive. I said, baby, that's all I need.
There
so
you go.
I just as a backstory.
Your dream scenario.
Yeah.
You're being hauled around. And
to a record store
like
and a brewery.
You abused our interns for years when we do a live thing.
Now,
you,
this was.
You
this
get was, soused.
This was. It started out as a bad day because we've had some warm weather in the area. And on Friday, my air conditioner froze up. I mean, I went and I looked.
You just get that thing?
No. This is the original air conditioner with the house, so it's almost 11 years old. But I looked in the utility room, and there's a film of ice on it. And I said, well, that's not good, because we just had the yearly service. We just had the Freon added. So I had the guy come out, and I found out that, first of all, he says, you're going to need to shut down your air conditioner. I said, well, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you got to defrost it before they can diagnose it.
But tomorrow's 93 degrees. He says, we'll get there as early as we can. I said, fantastic. He showed up at 2:10, and the house was 88 degrees.
They tell you 24 hours early to shut it down
defrosts
because you've frozen it.
It turns out the reason that it's frozen is the massive Freon leak in the rusted and corroded coils that are housed above the cracked furnace.
Oh.
So
is that inside your house or outside your house?
This is inside, but the problem is because of the age of the air conditioner, if we were to just replace the coil, that if we ever lose the outside unit, it wouldn't match up because it's using an older kind of refrigerant. So it would be.
I believe we have your air conditioner that wanted to address us, the old one that's standing
please.
By. Can you bring?
Yes, please.
Can you bring Rob's air conditioner? Can you bring him in here?
I don't understand why people need cold air blowing on them anyway. Matter to me. For God's sakes, open up your goddamn windows. That's all you need. You don't need an electric switch to cool your air. Doesn't matter.
A cross breeze.
Yeah. Just a cross breeze. All we need is a cross breeze.
Yes.
Yeah. Turn me off for 24 hours. Don't fix them. Don't take the fight out of them.
That's the Walter Brennan 4000 air conditioner.
That's right. What was the brand of your
It was, Mike, you can't stop a train, but apparently you can.
Oh, train. Yes. I think I have train.
Yeah, but it was... is a what they call a contractor level train, entry level. That was.
Oh, man.
And he says, you know, this really isn't an adequate size unit for a house of your size.
I thought you were sold like an over. I think who used to tell me that they had like a kick-ass air conditioner that was. Had better BTUs than they needed for their home.
It wasn't me. It
wasn't you, right?
No, because my house gets sauna like from June to August.
Was there a guy running around your neighborhood trying to sell you them?
Yes, there
That's
was.
That's what it was.
There was
yes.
a guy like that. But so what happened is I found out I've got to replace, and it happens tomorrow, the entire system. Because if I were to sort of
don't punt.
Save some money, it would ultimately be bad money in the long
yes.
run. So it's that was a very, very costly thing. And I'm sitting in a house that's 88 degrees. And it's just a bad thing. So Mark shows up and I show him around. And I said, it's really hot here. Let's go to the record store. I've had a day. Okay. So we go to Dig Records. Now you see here this iPad in front of me, Mike. It's a normal-sized iPad.
Mm-hmm. I am. And I'm
then,
looking at it.
And then this one is the, what is this, the iPad Pro?
Yes.
The iPad Pro is the size of Dig Records.
Ah.
And so you have to walk sideways and shimmy around because there's just no room in Dig Records.
You have to dig.
And you do have to dig, but they have a great selection. I actually,
dig.
There is a guy, listeners.
Is it true that when you walk into that store, the guy looks at you and goes, I dig you.
Grab a shovel.
He might as well. His beard was really long, the guy that worked
dig
there. But I met a listener there quite by accident.
Oh, cool.
Named Sean Lynch. So hi, Sean. And I recommended a record to him. I bought about $50 worth of records, kind of softened the blow. And then off to the brewery. And this is called Corcoran Brewery in Percival, Virginia. And what was really neat is after a few flights, as I said, Mark knows the brewmaster there. His name is Kevin.
Booze flights you're talking about.
His name is Kevin Bills. And he took me back to where all the brewing happens. And there was the coolest
thing.
How
much did you have to pretend you were interested?
I was interested in the whole thing.
Were you really?
Yeah, because they had
one. Would you do home?
No, I never would. I never would. Because I like to drink it much more than I like to make it.
I've gotten those tours, and I just find it, oh, God. Okay.
I find them fascinating. You don't find them fascinating?
I loved it. There was
Mark Riddle said he's on the phone.
Oh! Oh, yes.
I did put him on hold.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Wait, what phone is he on? I got a text from him personally. Says
he's
on
our studio line.
All right, can we do we should we? Oh, should I?
It's up to you, Mike.
Should I put him up?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second. I gotta. Can you guys do it?
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, yeah.
You do it.
You
put him on for me.
Yeah, grab it.
Hold on,
because I'm not set up for my phone.
There you go.
Here, so,
Twitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twitch,
hey,
Mark Riddle.
Twitch.
Hi, Twitch.
Live on the new app.
You're calling in from the new app. How are you, Twitch?
It's working great.
Are you doing Twitch? Are you doing Scott Shannon?
Yeah, I am. I'm on my
phone. Are you on Bluetooth right now?
I am. Do you want me to take you off?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very
pull
much.
Over.
It's just you sound a little far away. You sound yes. a little bit far away.
Emotionally
no,
distant.
Here.
Oh, better.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Hi, Twitch. How was your date with Rob Spiewak?
It was dreamy. I'm sorry I'm cheating on you. I moved.
You moved. It's the other state rule.
I'm just a man. Flesh and bone.
Okay. Would you like to solicit, now that we've got this classic live Mark Riddle airtime, would you like to solicit for employment right here and list your qualifications?
Yeah.
And this is Mark was with the Feld Company for a long time. They, of course, produce the Ringling Brothers Circus. And,
Mark,
you know, the circus
it isn't working out.
The circus went away.
Butts.
Yeah, they're going to have to make some changes. Would you like to list your qualifications and reach out to anybody that might be listening right now?
Absolutely. I have 25 years as a public relations professional. I've represented national brands such as Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus, Paramount Theme Parks, and the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo. There you go. And and if anybody needs a great PR person,
yes.
Mark Riddle is the man. And we urge, how can they reach him, Rob Spiewak? What's
they
the
can,
best
if
way
you
to
email
it?
Me, I'll get it to Mark. Rob at
email
Mike O'Mara
Rob
Show.
And Mark will get it through Rob Spiewak. So you had a fun, you were the designated driver. You had a fine evening with Mr. Spiewak.
Yeah, thank God we took Lyft home.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you both. So you were going to be the driver, and then you both had to take a lift home. How late did the night
yeah,
go, Rob?
We did, Mike.
Well, I got a text from Carrie.
That is awesome.
I got a text from Carrie that said, what time do you think you'll be home? And I said, oh, I don't know, 8:30-ish. And 8:30-ish, does it count as 11? Was that a pretty accurate thing? Because we got the tour, and it was fantastic. And after a few flights, I decided I really liked this one beer they made, and I didn't check out any
you really
of the details.
Like everybody.
But there was a beer they had called John Champ. And I said, oh, this is so good. And so I'm going to go get a glass of this. Not a 3-ounce glass, but a 16-ounce
glass. Like a real one.
And then I had, you know what? I said, I'll think I have another. This is so good. Meanwhile.
ABV? I checked the ABV.
I checked it after it. And I'll tell you in a moment. But
okay.
After the third one.
Place your bet.
Alcohol by volume.
After the third one. Mark had me fascinated with, and I won't go into details here. It might be better for a bonus show, but did you know that on the circus train there is clown love?
Whoa!
Awesome. Okay, all right.
Whoa!
This is why I called in. Wash this right before it starts.
I'm going to stop right there, but I will say there is clown love.
Clown love?
Clown love.
Oh my God.
And I was asking so many questions about the circus, and then I countered with a marvelous story about Elvis's allergy to chocolate, and it was a wonderful night.
Oh, this is such drunken rambling right
and
now.
And I got
yeah,
home.
Yeah, I swear to God, on the train, the clowns bang each other right before they get caught on the
show.
So I got up the next day and I checked the ABV of John Champ and it's 9.7.
Oh no.
9.7. That's like
fireball
that's like
shots.
Whiskey.
Yeah, I was like
God.
Just pouring like a really, really strong wine down my throat, like forcing it down my throat. And all I remember the end of the evening, we were laughing. It was so much
now
fun.
You can't drive.
You got to get a lift and get on home.
Rob's sitting there, Rob with his hands folded, his big meaty arms folded on the table, just going, Elvis had an allergy to chocolate.
And I do believe at
I
one point,
chocolate.
I like put my hand on his arm and I said, Seriously.
Oscar just did his drunken Rob impression. I love chocolate. That was funny. I could get some chocolate right now.
I like it. Do you have any beers with notes of chocolate? I want some chocolate notes. I put my hand on Mark's arm, and in a serious moment, I said, Is the closing of the circus going to hurt the Feld brand?
Like you really care.
At that moment, it was the like most really important care. Thing in the world to me. And hey, that's 9.7 right
Mark
there.
Mark Verdell, serious question about this because you have worked for them on and off for quite some time. How
hey, Mike,
many
you know
people...
What it is? You know what it yes. is about Ringling Brothers and with closing?
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's in the... No.
Oh, he's in the know.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
You are.
He
loves the
Nikki
show.
Nikki Riddell.
Twitch loves the show. Hey, Twitch. So how, you heard the big announcement that they're closing up shop. And then, but how many people really, in general, this incredible institution that has been part of America and the fabric of America, really, for years and years, how many people has this really thrown for a loop and really wrecked their world?
Several thousand. I mean, there's all the people that took care of the animals, all the veterinarians, all the guys that run the train, all the concessionaires. It's a lot of people. And, of course, most importantly, in the management offices. It really threw us for a loop.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it did. It's, it's sad, but it's kind of, you know, I mean, I know the company you work for has all sorts of other things like, the trucks and all that, the monster trucks.
Ice Capades.
Disney on Ice and all that crap. But the circus is, the circus is the circus. I took my kid to a smaller circus down here and it's still good for little bitties.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it going to be, is the circus going to be like Cirque du Soleil now for the rest of the time? Is that what we're going to see?
No, in fact, Rob alluded to it. You know, I've picked up a contract, and I'll be working for Universal Circus. They're coming to Baltimore and Washington.
Ooh.
They have a tent show. And, you want the best, you got the best. So
all right.
I'm doing the PR for them.
Mm. Okay. All right. So it's still there. You can still see circuses.
Yeah, I'll go
and,
to that. That'd be fun.
And then go out and mainline alcohol all night long.
Yeah, that's so, true. You get the John Champ. It's great.
It seems like
well, that's it, Twitch. We're kind of over the conversation now. That's about all. We're going to hang up on you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. We
thank
appreciate
you, dear.
It.
Thank
there
you.
There you go.
But anyway, I want to thank him. It was a lovely date. It's a great record store. And shout out to the folks at Dig. They helped me find some really cool stuff.
I'd like to see more of Twitch in our lives.
I would too.
Yeah, you hang out with him more and tell us more stories.
More
about
stories,
him.
But yeah. Maybe not have him call.
No,
Twitch
no.
wants to help our show.
Yes.
Twitch, yeah.
Twitch wants to help our show.
The amazing thing about Quality Craft Brew is even after that great drunken and came in and Carrie said, boy, you're talking a lot. And so I hit the sack and I woke up on Sunday and felt dynamite.
I bet you did. I bet
how many 9.2s did you have?
It was 9.7.
Sorry.
And I think it was three pints and some extra.
Three pints.
So I drank probably 2 6-packs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was.
You didn't drink 2 6-packs of the 9.7.
No, no, no. I'm just talking about the equivalent of 2 6-packs of human beer, of Earth
human
beer. Yeah.
So 12 beers.
Yeah, and
a dozen.
And you know what? I feel.
Can I make a statement? Yes. I know my way around alcohol, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you.
And I'm no slouch.
I don't think anything gets you more wrecked than high alcohol by volume
beer.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's
true.
The Mac Daddy of just making you crazy.
Yeah.
I went in
and because we started by getting the flights and you carry them like on a paddle. You know, like a big wooden stick full of beer glasses.
I don't care.
And I went in and
that was more detail than we needed. You were kind of stroking
out.
Yeah,
you stroked
out
on the 12.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They carry them in this big piece
when I
of
knew
it looks like something you get out of the canoe.
When I knew that it was really, really affecting me, they had a bluegrass band there.
Right now?
No, Mike. You're just
we
being
should
silly.
Sign that bluegrass bland.
What bland?
Yeah, bland. You're hammered.
So I was watching the bluegrass band, and they were doing a bluegrass version of Prince's "Let's Go Crazy," right. And I said, "You know what? That's really good."
Okay.
And I thought it afterwards. I said, you know what? That wasn't any good at all.
No, probably not. Well, anybody count in New Orleans, they're going to get that show. I swear to God.
It's a good show. Hand me a paddle.
Yeah. Give Rob a flight of beer. It'll be fantastic. What was the name of the beer again? Do you remember the name?
John Champ.
John Champ. Who's the alcoholic champ tonight? John is. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Name Barry reminding you to send in your mail.
There he is.
For the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Meara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with 2 B's. At MichaelMarishow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, name, Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
There it goes.
Get the address. We really didn't get the address out there, but
it'll be.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance is the best idea to protect the ones around you, but where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius easily compares all the top-rated life insurance companies for your best options, plus a licensed customer service team to help you along the way. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like pet insurance. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. It's wonderful. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle, man. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and get yourself some life insurance. Do the right thing. Be responsible. Do what a man should be.
Man.
Get yourself some life insurance, everybody.
News.
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't get serious very often, but he did on his monologue last night where he talked about how his newborn son was born with a heart defect. And I will tell you, this is simply for all the people that are super schmaltzy out there. If you're looking for a tearjerker video to watch today,
tough to
watch. Watch Jimmy Kimmel's monologue. He is such a sweet guy. Mm-hmm. And as a father, I just think this is the right man for parenting. Jimmy's wife, Molly, gave birth to their second child 2 weeks ago. His name is Billy. And when he was just 3 days old, he had to undergo open heart surgery at the Children's Hospital in L.A. He started off by saying, quote, "I have a story to tell about something that happened to our family last week, and I'm sorry. It was a scary story, and before I go into it, I want you to know that it has a happy ending, so don't get too upset." And then he went in and he got emotional just like he did with Rickles.
Yep.
But it was something where I don't know. I find myself watching something like that, and there's so much love when he's describing what happened and the happy ending and how the doctors helped him out. It was a wonderful story to watch. He said Billy appeared to be healthy at first, but then one of the nurses noticed something wrong, and then he looked into it. They discovered that he had a hole in the wall of his heart, this poor little guy. Unfortunately, the surgery went well, and Billy already is home with his parents. Jimmy thanked a long list of doctors and care providers and then asked for people to donate to the Children's Hospital. My mother worked for Children's Hospital for just about 40 years of her life, and she was a volunteer over there, and there's a special kind of human being that works at a children's hospital. It's amazing what they do. We hear so much about crap in this world. Children's hospitals and what they do for kids, there's nothing that tears me into more than hearing about a sick kid. Mm-hmm. And Children's Hospital, absolutely awesome. And it was a wonderful story to hear Jimmy Kimmel
He's
telling that story.
One hell of a broadcaster. You don't see that.
Yeah,
you just
don't
see
it. Real. He doesn't put any facade up. One of the great things about religion, if you're a guy, is that the rules are all pretty much written in your favor.
Sure.
In a new interview, Growing Pains superstar. That's how he's identified.
Oh, boy.
Growing Pains superstar Kirk Cameron said, Oscar's going to like this, that wives basically need to be subservient to their husbands.
Yes!
And he's got the Bible to back him up. He said, quote, wives are to honor and respect and follow their husband's lead, not to tell their husbands how he ought to be a better husband. When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, wow,
he's such there a is douchebag.
Hope
for
down.
Real change in their marriage. Pony boy, you need to be married, Pony. You'd be a good husband. You'd be a sweet
like
guy.
Like I say, if the
he's
good
taking
book,
some of the heat off Chachi, isn't he?
If the good book says so, you must do so.
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of people don't. This is, he goes on, Oscar. A lot of people don't know that marriage comes with instructions, and when we find them right there in God's Word. Cameron was referring to Book of Colossians, or is it Colossians?
I think
or
it's Colossians. No, it's not. I think it's Colossians. I think.
Let me see. C-O-L-O-S-S-I-A-N. The Book of Misogynians.
That's it.
Which says, quote, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. There you go.
Now, if we still had Alan Thicke on this coil, how do you think he would have reacted to that?
You're grounded, man. Keep your mouth shut, you douchebag. It's a book written by men, okay? Not literal interpretations to fit your own misogyny, you hump.
Thanks, Alan. Meanwhile, Kelly Ripa has been searching for a new permanent co-host since Michael Strahan left last May, and yesterday she did it. We mentioned it during yesterday's show. Ryan Seacrest. The show will be named Live with Kelly and Ryan. That flows off the tongue beautifully. Mm-hmm. Ryan co-hosted 5 times over the past year, and of course he was on the show yesterday for the big reveal. As part of the deal, Ryan is also becoming an executive producer alongside Kelly.
Whoa.
Ka-ching!
She was promoted to executive producer as part of her new deal after ABC botched the handling of Strahan's departure. In a statement, Kelly said, quote, Ryan is a quintessential broadcaster at the top of his game. I'm thrilled to start my mornings with him every day, and we are so fortunate at Live to have him join the family. That is a good move on ABC's part.
May I play a short clip here, funny moment from yesterday's
Absolutely.
Debut? I think
Love
this was pretty good.
Now, here are Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
It's funny because I sent a text to some of my close friends and coworkers. I said, I've got great news. Responses were this from people who know me well. You're engaged. No?
Yeah.
You're having a baby. It's not that. You're coming out of the closet.
Great.
How long have you known me? 6 years. I said, well, it's none of that.
Yeah, right.
It's this, and I couldn't be more excited to be here with
See,
you.
See, he's just a slick pro, man.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just a pro.
He is.
He's a talented guy that works his ass off, and he deserves what he gets, and I think that is going to be a very solid show, and I think it's going to enhance
awesome.
Her career as well.
It's going to reinvigorate the show, guaranteed.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. We survived the unicorn frappuccino.
Yeah.
Then we found out people were also ordering something called the dragon frappuccino. We didn't talk about the dragon frappuccino on this show, but now we can mark off another new square in Starbucks. Our housemates in our studios in Washington, the mythical creature bingo continues with the mermaid frappuccino.
Might
have to have a taste test of this. It's not an official item, but it's one of those secret menu drinks.
Mm.
Where you'll probably have to tell the barista all of the ingredients. It includes a vanilla bean base, frozen blueberries, and green coconut matcha sauce.
What is
swirled
that?
In the matcha. Cup. I have no idea. Honey? Oscar
matcha
Santana.
Matcha is powdered green tea.
How do you know that?
Because it's Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
It's part of his lovemaking ritual.
Mike, Ashley, yes. Our intern, is now doubling down as a barista at Starbucks downstairs. So she
you're
may
working,
have some
you're working there?
Insight.
Mm-hmm. I got the job.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have heard nothing about this dragon.
Oh, yes. You don't know anything about this? You have to
that's
look
a high
it.
Level. You'll get that in week two.
Oh, it's a need-to-know basis.
All right. Come in here right now. We want to take you into the secret back room where we show you how to make the mermaid frappuccino.
Here's the maca.
There's actually a mermaid in here.
Well, congratulations, Ashley, and you're going to be a barista.
Yeah, have you could be our mole.
Have you started your training yet?
I have, and I learned that next week is Frappuccino Happy Hour, the most busy week of the year.
That is a tip.
Should they not call it Frappy Hour?
Frappy Hour. Frappy Hour work. I love that. Speaking of fast stuff, McDonald's just invented something called the Frork.
That is
a little red plastic handle that you can shove three French fries onto to make a fork.
That is awesome.
We are one of
Mike,
yes,
if
and
you,
that's
if,
why you're a moron.
Can you
Thank
guys
you
finish
much.
The show? Because I'd like to go outside and burn the country down.
It's part of their pitch for their fancier signature sandwiches. basically, they are saying that the sandwiches are so good that you'll want to use the French fry fork to scoop up, quote, every last bite of the sauces or something. Even they admit it doesn't make a ton of practical sense, but we're talking about it, so I guess it's accomplished its goal. If you want a fork, you can get one by buying a signature sandwich starting on Friday.
I'll be there.
How about we have the mermaid frappuccino and the signature sandwich with a fork, and then we'll stick a feather down our throat, all right?
I'll take a cyanide tablet, please.
Yum, yum. And now a little something-something. An argument with his girlfriend led to a burning purse, power outages to a neighborhood, and some time behind bars for one Florida man.
Bars!
After allegedly grabbing his girlfriend's purse during an argument, 18-year-old Angel Santino Milian used a lighter to ignite it and threw it over a gate of his Hialeah residence. The burning purse, 18, awfully young to be out on your own.
18 and he likes it.
The burning purse lit a palm tree valued by the city at $3,000, and the flames spread to an electrical transformer box, which blew up and knocked out power to the neighborhood. Milian allegedly recorded a video of the incident
Naturally.
And sent it to his girlfriend, who turned it over to police.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Lighting your
what
purse.
A jerk.
Something. And it has motivated me on this fine Tuesday to take pen to paper and to shower you with some verse.
Oh, I love when you please. You are a wonderful poet.
Yes, it's time for another Florida poem. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here yes.
By this is Love Is in the Air by Mike O'Meara. Springtime in Florida when love's in the air. Make yourself pretty and fix up your hair. The sights, sounds, and scents can make you feel numb. But don't worry, ladies, the guys are still dumb.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
We'll take a break and come
back.
What
was that? One of those $3,000 palm trees?
Yes. Yes, it was a wonderful $3,000 palm tree that caught on fire. We'll take a break. Florida. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Meara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Meara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's bring in Lewis Black again, ladies
again.
And gentlemen, for Amazon.
Nice. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate this. Listen, if you're sitting on your damn couch eating cheese doodles, I want you to shout something from the mountaintops. If you buy something, say something. Have you heard the word? The word is Amazon. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website, our app, and tell a friend, bookmark it for them. If you know you need Amazon.com, of course you do, and we need you. to access it through the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like the way you say you, Lewis.
You. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Remember, it costs you nothing, you slackers. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS and make sure you do it the right way so we get the goddamn credit. Do I make myself clear, for the love of God? And make sure you check out the great home and garden deals front page on our website so you can make your yard look good and help TMOS at the same time.
Do you do a lot of yard work?
No, I live in an apartment, for God's sake. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, I just got my mom some new patio furniture.
Black.
I'm sorry, Lewis. I just got my mom some new patio furniture from Amazon.com. You cannot go wrong.
8 minutes to go, Oscar. Focus on the goddamn show.
They'll deliver.
Very good. That's exciting.
To your house.
Yes. Glad it's killed
it as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye, Lou.
Goodbye. And now, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes.
Play that sound effect, won't you, please? That's the one. Time for the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
What were you getting off your mic stand?
A spider.
There was a spider on there?
Yes.
Okay. I thought he was sending some sort of semaphore message to Mike.
He started twitching like right before we came back from the break. I don't know what the hell was going on there. You were dancing all over the place.
Yeah, I wanted to kill a spider before it killed Pony.
Yes.
Was it? Did it look like a scary spider?
It was a furry spider.
It was a furry? It was like a big one?
Not a big one, but you can tell the little guys that look furry, right? You can tell
that. He would have fed on Pony and gotten larger.
He would have fed on Pony.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's how
well,
it works.
We can ask, maybe we can ask Coyote Peterson about that.
About the furry spiders.
I think they're called wolf spiders.
That'll be fun. Yes. Really? It was a wolf spider?
He was making a web.
You can help him with his website.
The little furry guys. I've seen them before in here, so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it raining there in D.C.? Is it raining outside?
Raining yesterday.
It was sprinkling yesterday.
Yeah. Did it dry up today a little bit?
Yeah, it's dry today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. We'll put the spider back on the water spout.
I have a 3-year-old.
Can you describe the size of the spider?
Yeah, it was very, very small. Very small. Tiny. Itsy.
Then a rainstorm came and washed the thing right out of its water spout.
We understand the spider is small, Arthur.
Itsy bitsy. Then it dried up. All the rain dried up, and it went back up the damn spout again, for Christ's sake.
Dancing with the Stars. I don't normally watch it.
I saw it last night.
However, when they really focus on a fart, I'm in.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Did somebody fart while dancing? I'm all in.
David Ross. You know him, the from the Chicago Cubs. He's still in the competition, and he was dancing with...
My son has his very first baseball autograph was David Ross.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Gramps, great. And won a championship with the Red Sox and with the Cubs.
Lindsay Arnold is his partner, and they were doing a thing where she cartwheeled and he caught her. And this is in rehearsal, not during performance. But... she farted right by his lavalier mic and in his face. And I really, this is not, you'll pardon the expression, the flavor of Dancing with the Stars.
It's a family television.
No, it's not. And Bergeron made no reference to it, really. But here's how it played out.
My goal the rest of the way is to have as much fun as I possibly can. I've surpassed my expectations.
Cartwheel? Wait, I just freaking...
That was right in my microphone.
David dropped me on my butt, and then my butt was mad at him. It was just payback. That was the most perfect way I could have farted in your face.
Oh.
So at least I did it with a bang, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Is she cute?
Of course. She's beautiful.
Can you play it again, please?
I can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, my goal the rest of the way is to have as much fun as I possibly can. I've surpassed my expectations.
Cartwheel?
And you should know, Mike, I did not sweeten that.
If a fart can be cute, that was cute.
That was
kind of cute.
It was, but I feel
might
for
not
him.
Have been cute in the room, though.
No.
You know what I mean? Right? That depends.
He handled it rather well.
All that foliage.
Depends on whether she used the fork or not from McDonald's.
Oscar, yes. New movie coming out in 2019. As Mike has said, there are no new ideas in Hollywood. Can you name this theme song?
And the Masters of the
Universe. Oh, of course.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. And Mike, when you listen to the quality of this theme song.
How is it confusing to name the theme song when the theme song says He-Man and the Masters of the Universe in the first 3 seconds?
Know your audience, Mike. I wanted to perhaps, you know, lower the bar. But listen to the quality of the theme song. This is perfect for a movie. This voiceover.
Oh, God. All right. It's making my brain hurt.
It's like the 80s.
Is it going to be animated or live action?
Yes.
By the power of Grayskull.
Listen to the voiceover. Listen how bad it is.
The most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret.
Yeah, they do.
Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko.
Okay, all right. Jesus, I can't stand it.
Battle Cat.
No director has been attached to it, but look for He-Man coming to a theater near you in 2019.
Ashley's going crazy in the corner.
Out of her mind. Here's something.
Are you a He-Man fan, Ashley?
Oh, my God. I watched He-Man and She-Ra like my entire life.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, She-Ra.
But didn't they learn their lesson with making Gem and the Holograms a live action?
Yeah, but that was ill-fated. Gem and the Holograms weren't as popular as He-Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was still.
Oh, that's excuse good. Me.
I heard on the inside track they're going to get a major star for He-Man.
Who are they going to get?
Louis C.K. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And real quick, I want to get this in. The remember the soundtrack to the Guardians of the Galaxy that brought back all those 70s songs? There is another soundtrack that they're working on for the sequel, but it features a new song with the Sneepers. That's the name of the band. Can you name this lead vocalist, Mike? This lead vocalist with the Sneepers. This iPad is killing me. All right, the Sneepers.
Getting down and dirty with a Procyon loader. Got no people skills, but he's good with motors. That weird thing by his side, an infantilized sequoia. The two of them walk by, people say,
is that Hasselhoff?
It is David Hasselhoff!
Nice
you
pull.
Win!
Nice
good.
Pull.
Wow!
Nice
my pull. God, am I good.
But why does he keep catching all the lucky breaks?
Because he's Hasselhoff. He's
I suppose
iconic.
he's invented himself too
and
many times.
And also probably because of the fact that he had the public meltdown.
Yeah.
That increased his cue. That's the world we live in now,
I suppose.
That's the way it rolls. We have to do something. Somebody on this show has to do something complete, borderline illegal.
Yes.
I should have
sex tape. Rob,
I should have videotaped myself eating a cheeseburger on Saturday night.
Rob,
sex tape. Sex tape.
Sex tape.
Yes. PG rated.
Get on it.
Right. A very tasteful sex tape.
With Linus watching.
Hop out of the safety zone and do something obnoxious.
Let's close with this, Mike. You should know this. Experts say don't touch frogs. You just don't know if they could be poisonous or anything. A guy found
down here. We got tropical frogs down here. You don't want to mess with
a guy found a mysterious frog in his home. He touched it. It made a satanic sound. I have that sound for you now. Imagine seeing a mysterious frog in your home. You touch it, and this is what you hear.
I freak out.
Research shows that is called a budget frog. It it comes from South America, and that is its sound. It doesn't go ribbit, ribbit. It doesn't it goes
I read an article about them. You know, I read an article about the budget frog and how they got up here.
How?
They rented cars.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That was funny, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Anyway, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. This is a stupid program.
It
Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Can you play the budget frog again, please? Thanks for all the years. Amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world.
Book him.
For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the sound Twitch made after that. ABV. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website, Always open at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.